iMessage Effects. iMessage, the messaging service built into the Messages app on your Mac and iOS device, allow you to send messages to fellow Apple users. In this article, I'm only going to be referring to the bubble and screen effects. These effects are only available to iOS devices running iOS 10 or later. To access these effects, type in your message, then long press or 3D touch the blue send button. At the top are two tabs, one for bubble and the other for screen effects. Bubble effects. The first tab of effects are bubble effects, or how the message bubble will appear on the receiver's phone. By tapping on one of the dots next to the option, you can see a preview of it. If you like the effect, then click on it, then click the blue send button. If you don't, then choose another one. And once again, once you find the one that you like, click the blue send button next to it. Screen effects. At the top, click on the tab that says screen. Screen effects will change the background of the message feed for a short period of time. Look at the dots at the bottom. These are your choice of screen effects. Slide to the right or left to make your choice. Once you find your effect that you are looking for, click the blue send button. If you have enjoyed this video, hit the thumbs up and subscribe. If you didn't, click the thumbs down to let me know. If you still have any questions, comments, or concerns, talk to me in the comments below. Also follow Apple Guide on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Apple Guide Web to stay up to date with all things happening at Apple Guide. You can find more on our website at appleguideweb.com.